Books on Tape presents The Adventure Capitalist, written by Jim Rogers, read by Paul Bamer. Part 1, 1999. Chapter 1, A Yellow Mercedes. I entered the investment business in 1968 with $600 in my pocket. And I left it in 1980 at the age of 37 with enough money to satisfy a lifelong yearning for adventure. As the co-manager of an offshore hedge fund, analyzing the worldwide flow of capital, raw materials, goods, and information, I had invested where others did not, exploiting untapped markets around the globe, and it was a significant factor in my success. But what I wanted out of Wall Street, and ultimately out of long-term investing, was not typical of the business. I wanted to buy the freedom to taste as much of life as possible. I wanted to see the world. And I wanted to see the world that other travelers rarely see. The world that can be seen only from the ground up, and truly understood only from that vantage point. I wanted to see what I like to think of as the real world. I have met people who have traveled to more countries than I, but in almost every case, it seems, they have flown from one place to another. You have not really been to a country, I believe, until you have had to cross the border physically, had to find food on your own, fuel, a place to sleep, until you have experienced it close to the ground. In the late winter of 1990, I set out on a 2-year odyssey to circle the planet on a motorcycle. That 65,000-mile journey.